The next patient is Daniel Warren. The last name is W-A-R-N-E. This is a 66-year-old white male patient of Dr. Beltre that was referred to the office because of progressive deterioration of the kidney function and proteinuria. The patient is here today. The serum creatinine is up to 2.57. The estimated GFR is down to 27. The albumin is 4.4. Total protein 7.7, uric acid 7.2. This patient has an excretion of protein that is 2.7 grams in 24 hours. There is no evidence of anemia. The serum protein electrophoresis is negative. The sedimentation rate is 6. The ANCA vasculitis markers, the proteinase is with a normal range, as well as the myeloperoxidase. The glucose is 97. In the hepatitis profile, there is evidence of hepatitis C antibody that is reactive. We are going to wait for the hepatitis C viral RNA by N nucleic acid amplification to determine if the patient has an active infection. And we are going to order a viral load. The rest of the workup is pending, and we are going to go ahead and refer the patient to Dr. P.J. Patel for the evaluation of the hepatitis C. By the time he gets to Dr. Patel, he will have the viral load. Period. Certainly, the hepatitis C, if active, could explain for the severe proteinuria and the deterioration of the kidney the function. We are going to order cryoglobulins. Following number, the arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading today, 134/66. Following number, the patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease associated to nicotine abuse. The patient is trying to quit smoking. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks with the laboratory workup. I spent 9 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.